Erica, and you're joining me for Energy Clearing for Life Force, my podcast on energy clearing. And the focus today is on how do I get back into my game? So how do I get back on my path? You know, that sense when everything's clicking and synchronicity is working for you and you're meeting the right people. And life is one of those things then where every day you're kind of like, who am I going to meet today? What's going to happen today? So I guess one of my questions might be, as we desire to have more, be more, experience more, have more life force, if you've been doing these clearings with me, maybe you've changed somewhat. Maybe you've actually opened up to more and you're experiencing more life because you've kind of gotten rid of some of those demons and critical voices. So one of the things that lights me up is being choosy about the people that are in my space. So who are you connecting with? Who are the people who have your back? Who are the people you surround yourself with? And look at the energy of all the people that you surround yourself with. And just kind of, if you could like kind of pretend you're like coming down, like looking at yourself from an overview, like you're sitting in a movie theater with say 10 of your closest people, you know, what do the people look like that are in your space, right? Yeah. And are those the same people you'd like to have in your space a year from now? Or would you like some different people? I have a really amazing blessing of finding clients who are just so amazing to work with, like so starry and so beautiful and so fascinating and so blessed. And I find these people and I help them grow bigger or speak more, have their own podcast. And if I look at them sometimes, I'm blinded by the light of the people that I get to work with. And so I wonder if the people that you work with could you upgrade? Could you upgrade in the year to come? Could you reach out to people for whom being with them is just such a joy, such an inspiration? Because I love being around people who light me up as well, right? Where our energy just seems to vibe. And there's this contribution that we are to each other that's different from anything that isn't that. Does that make sense? Yeah. So I'm just kind of inviting you to reach out today to be more of you, to have more of you, to pull in. It's almost like a combination of gathering your own pieces and bits that you've left everywhere, pulling them to yourself so that you're stronger, and then reaching out to expand your energy to have new people come in who might reflect this bbigger, brighter you, this more essence of you. And that's what I'd like to invite today, is you to recover your essence and bring back your pieces that you left places. And yeah, that. And now just ask yourself to put a dream team together of people in your life. So ask yourself, and this may be 3 people or 12, you know, whatever number is good for you, or 100. Whew. Well, that got me yawning. That usually means letting go of something. Yeah. So who's your dream team? And what does that feel like? And then what are their skill sets that other people could bring to you? You know, and then just there in this space of expansion, invite to your table the people that would give you kind of that twinkling eye smile behind your face. It's hard to explain, but kind of reach for the sky. That's my invitation for you today. And surround yourself with light beings so that you can be even your greatest, brightest, and most amazing self of you. So that's the show for today. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you Thursday. This is Monday. Of course, it could be any day that you're listening to.